William Morrow and Harper Audio present Governess Gone Rogue by Laura Lee Gerke, performed by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. London, 1893.
And she's off.
10-year-old Owen St. Clair moved to stand alongside his brother, propped his elbows on the windowsill, and rested his chin in his hands as he watched their now former nanny, a stern black-clad widow named Mrs. Hornsby, step into the hansom cab at the curb below.
We're to blame, you know.
Stuff. Colin, older than his brother by exactly 18 minutes, shook his head, a decisive move that sent the unruly strands of his carrot-red hair into further disarray.
It's not our fault that Hornsby doesn't like frogs.
Well, we did put it in her hat box. Owen sighed as the cab containing Mrs. Hornsby turned at the corner and vanished from view.
Three nannies in 6 months. I think that's torn it, Colin. Papa said one more nanny and he'd send us to Harrow.
At the ghastly prospect of being sent off to school, the twins turned, sliding down to sit on the floor of the library, their backs to the wall beneath the window, as they contemplated what could well be their immediate future.
We can't let Papa send us away, Colin said at last. He'd be lost without us, and what would happen to Oscar?
Both boys looked up at the grey tabby cat that was sitting on the arm of a nearby chair, a cat they'd rescued from a tree in the park 1.5 years earlier. Oscar was twitching his tail and blinking his green eyes sleepily, seeming unaware of the dire future that lay ahead for his two human friends.
He'll be lonely, Owen said.